Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Mr. Trump, great to have you back on the program. How you doing, sir?
Well, we're doing very well. You know, I've been meeting with a bunch of ladies all week. You know, Emmanuel Macron, Keir Starmer, and now I have Zelensky. She's coming in today, right? So we'll see what she has to say, but we're going to get all of her minerals, apparently, and from Ukraine, the minerals. And, you know, we look at rare earth minerals. We love rare earth.
Yeah.
I know a lot about them. I have a lot of experience with rare earth minerals. That's why I have such a beautiful hairdo. You know, you look at it, I have rare earth minerals on top of my head, and it looks beautiful, I can tell you. We could actually maybe give Nick some rare earth minerals to fix what's going on, right? We could maybe do that.
Yeah. Would like that a lot. Thank you very much, sir.
That's not right.
No, it's actually factually correct. I could use that. It's great stuff. I got to tell you, Mr. President, though, you know, we're big football fans in this city. We live and die with the Eagles. It was nice to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And I just want to personally thank you for extending the official invite and welcoming the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House, because the reports are that they were waiting for the invitation and that they would accept. And now all sides are happy. So thank you very much for that.
Well, we were looking forward to seeing it. We saw reports that they weren't going to come here, but then, you know, we extended the big, beautiful, nobody's seen an olive branch like the one we extended. It's a beautiful olive branch. And so we extended it, and they want to come to the White House, which we're very excited about. We'll see what happens. But they're going to do, apparently they want to do the tush push through the front door. And by the way, that's Pete Buttigieg's favorite move, the tush push. You know what I'm talking about. Packer Pete. He packs. You know what I'm saying? He loves a good tush push. That much I can tell you. But we're excited to have them. We're excited to have them. E-L-G-S-E-S Eagles. If they weren't going to come to the White House, I was going to sign an executive order that said the Super Bowl didn't count. We were going to do that.
Don't blame you, sir. Yes.
We were going to do that. We were going to sign that order, and it was going to be tremendous, right? We were going to do it, and then they said, "Sir, don't do it." I said, "We're going to do it," and then they said, "We're coming." So, speak softly, right, and carry a, in my case, a big pen. You know,
yes. We signed the order, big Sharpie, pen. Very thick one. Yeah,
big Sharpie.
So let's get to Joy Reid. She was fired. Rachel Maddow's staff has been axed. Yes.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mr. President. Keep the shades on. Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post now changing their coverage. Are you tired of the victories and the winning that you are seeing in the aftermath and the fallout and the defeat for the legacy media? Joy Reid, out your thoughts, sir.
Well, you look at Joy Reid, and she's been fired, and, you know, it's a long time coming. You look at it. Her ratings went down. Her ratings went down faster and harder than Mitch McConnell on a flight of stairs. And just like Mitch, they fell and they couldn't get up, right? They fell and they couldn't get up. And like Nancy Pelosi, they fell and they broke a hip. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's got a beautiful hip now. And she walks around, you know, she's got the walking sticks and all of that. Yeah, she's a horrible person. She's a great stock trader, but she's a horrible person. But you look at Joy Reid, and I was shocked. You know, I was shocked. Not that she got fired, but it was the first time I've ever seen a cow cry. I've never seen it happen before. And she was crying, and it was crazy. I thought maybe they would add her to old McDonald's farm that I called the zoo. You know, The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and all of the other livestock. We call them livestock that are over there on old McDonald's farm. And maybe she'll join, maybe she won't join, but it was a long time coming. You know, she is a stupid person. And frankly, when you look at her, and you're not supposed to look at her for too long, that's why we have the glasses. Prolonged exposure to Joy Reid can cause retinal damage, itching and burning of the skin or face, suicidal thoughts, projectile vomiting, and in very extreme cases, explosive diarrhea, worse than Stacey Abrams after Papa John's. You know, it's a horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to have that. You don't want to deal with that. But it'll happen if you watch too much Joy Reid. So all 12 people who are watching our show are very upset. And we're very upset, too, you know, because she was worth a bunch of laughs. You look at that. But she's gone, and she's a stupid person. She's an ugly person, yeah, both inside and out. She's the only person, you know, she's so bad. You look at her, she's so ugly inside and out that she makes Rosie O'Donnell look like Cleopatra, right? You look at that. And I knew Cleopatra very well. I got along very well with ancient Egypt. I helped build the Sphinx. I said to my good friend, you know, I knew him for a while, King Tut, and they wanted to call him King Tut. I said, we have one of those. His name's Eric Swalwell. I said to my friend, I said, Tut. He said, sir. I said, we need to build some beautiful pyramids, and we need to build a beautiful sculpture of a cat.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it the Sphinx. And we built it. I helped build it with my own two hands. It was a beautiful cat. And it's still there, by the way. It stood the test of time. So I got along very well with Egypt. I got along very well with Cleopatra. I called her Cleo. She was fantastic. But Joy Reid is so ugly. She makes Rosie O'Donnell look like Cleopatra. And nobody ever thought that somebody would. Nobody ever thought I would say something nice about Rosie O'Donnell. But when you talk about Joy Reid, anything is possible. That much I can tell you.
Donald Trump joining us as he does every Friday. So let's talk about the gold immigration card. For a cool $5 million, if you are wealthy, stupid rich, and you want to gain status in this country, you can come here. An outside-of-the-box idea to maybe reduce the national debt. Your thoughts on how successful the $5 million immigration gold card can truly be?
Well, I think it's going to be the greatest success the world has ever seen. You know, a lot of people refer to me as a stable genius, an expert.
Yeah.
You know, when Google has it, or as Mayor Eric Adams calls it, Google, right? when Google has a question, they call me. They say, sir, we need the answer. And I give them the answer. And sometimes they like it. Sometimes they don't. I also get along very well with Grok. Grok over on X. He's a tremendous AI chatbot doing a wonderful job. And we are working on something. It's called, instead of chat GPT, we're calling it Chat DJT. The greatest AI in the history of the world is going to be fantastic. But you look at it, you look at the gold card. Yeah. It's the greatest card. Nobody's ever seen it. And maybe we'll do a platinum, $10 million too. We'll see. But if you invest in our country and you want to come to our country, we're going to welcome you as my good friend, Scott Stapp of Creed, with arms wide open. We're going to welcome you with arms wide open, right? And Hunter Biden's song, Can You Take Me Higher? He loves that song, right? It's his favorite. There was 350,000 pounds of meth that was just caught on the border or something like that. Hunter's very upset about it. But you look at his shipment was intercepted. It must have been thrown by a Jets quarterback. We'll see what happens, right? We're looking at it. But you look at the $5 million gold card. We love the gold card. I have one. I already am a citizen, but I have one. I was the first person to have one. It's called the Trump card. It's a beautiful card. It's a talented card. It's a highly respected card. And it's going to be a wild success. A wild success. More successful than anybody ever thought possible, believe me.
Final one for you, sir. I know you're very busy. You've got a lot going on today with Zelensky and all the other females that you have to deal with. So why was so much freaking out last week over Elon Musk and the email mandate? It's a common workplace practice. You know, you send an email, we're trying to figure out, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do, what we're paying you to do. Your thoughts on these very basic requests that have a lot of left-wingers melting down on social media and saying it's like living in North Korea these days.
Well, these people, first of all, I got along very well with North Korea. We know that, right? Right. Little Rocket Man.
Sure.
And we call Elon Musk Big Rocket Man. And everybody calls me Biggest Rocket Man, just like they call me Biggest Balls, too. You understand that? You know, big. They call it a big package.
Big,
right?
Balls.
It's one of those. You ordered something on Amazon. It's a big, beautiful package. I can tell you that. Everybody knows about it. We've talked about it. No problems. There's a lot of people, you know, they have problems. I don't have problems. But you look at the emails. They care more about the Elon Musk email than Crooked Hillary's emails. Could you imagine that? You know, she was putting emails on the server. And it was a horrible server. Nobody's ever seen a server like that before. I have beautiful servers. We have the greatest servers. She has bad servers. She has stupid servers. And they didn't care about her emails, but they care about Elon's emails. We want to know that you're working. If you're not working, you're fired. If you're not a real person, we have a problem. You know, they say, Houston, we have a problem. And I got along well with Houston, right? Houston is a beautiful place. And, you know, it's, you look at the emails, beautiful idea from Elon Musk. Let's make sure you're working. Let's make sure you're earning your money, because if you're not, you're fired.
Yeah.
And if you are, congratulations, you get to keep your beautiful government job. But it's called accountability. And if you don't like that, you don't have to work for my administration. You have to work in the federal government. We're going to hold people. We're going to make America accountable again. And that's what we're doing with the emails. It's a beautiful thing. We have the greatest emails. They don't like them. Crooked Hillary had bad emails. Nasty. She's a nasty person, right? And she was, there was no problem. You had James Comey. There was no problem. You look at people like Crooked Hillary, and a lot of these people, they're so corrupt. Congestion pricing in New York. You look at it. All of these crazy things. Kathy Hochul, the bucktooth bandit. She's never going to have to worry about congestion pricing. You don't hit traffic when you fly to work on a broomstick. You know, you look at it.
Right.
So the emails are a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We love the emails. We're standing by the emails, and we're going for accountability.
Unbelievable. Sean Farrer says Donald J. Trump nailing it as usual. Yep. All right, so Farrer, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the MSNBC voicemail. It's up to you. You can use any voice. You can do Trump. You can do yourself. You can imitate anybody you'd like. Greg Stocker, you want to fire that bad boy
up? Yeah, let's do this. Hang on a second here. Let's see if I remember how to make this thing work.
And by the way, Sean, it's about 20 to 30 seconds you get, just so you know, before they cut it off.
Oh, I gotta go. Quick. All right, let's do it. We can't weave too much.
Thank you for calling NBC Universal. Please choose from the following options. To leave a comment about our broadcast, press 1. To leave a comment for NBC News, press 1. For MSNBC, press 2.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling the viewer comment line. Please leave your message after the tone.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Go, Sean.
Well, I just wanted to express my condolences for the loss of Joy Reid. You know, she had horrible ratings. I had beautiful ratings when I was with NBC, but she had horrible ratings. And she was one of my favorite shows because it was hilarious watching her say stupid things on the air all the time. So she will be greatly missed. That much I can tell you.
Big balls.
Thank you, sir.
So good.
Can't believe
it. Oh, I hope that makes some sort of the Donald Trump.
Can you imagine?
Big balls.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, Jimmy Kelly, our boy in the back, is working on a voicemail in which he goes between Rush Limbaugh and Don Imus.
Oh boy.
So we're going to have perhaps a Rush Limbaugh, Don Imus, so Joy Reid remix.
They're okay, going to
whatever happens with that, please don't call Joy Reid a you know what. Like Don
yes.
Right? No, don't do that.
I think Jimmy's smart enough.
No hair comments.
Yes.
Please.
And no Rutgers
no
basketball comments.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get Dawn's Big Three. Sean will stick around with us for a little bit longer as we continue here. 9 o'clock hour on a Friday morning where you must have
big balls.
And we're back after this. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
I started doing those like for fun in 2021. The first one I did, I ordered a friend of mine. I ordered his Taco Bell. And we found out that, you know, when I got to the window, I said, did you know what I was doing? And the guy said, yeah, you sounded like Trump. I said, do me a favor, go on TikTok and follow me there. And he did. And I said, when you see the video come up, just post underneath it. I took the video.
Yeah.
So no, I served the order. I took the order and he commented it. And his logo, his profile picture was the Black Lives Matter fist.
Oh, man.
I said to my buddy, I said, I'm so sorry, but you definitely ate spit.
Yeah, pretty much.
You had a chicken, cheese, and saliva quesadilla.
Oh, so,
yummy.
It was bad. But I did. I actually was even funnier was when I first started talking to my would be wife. I went down to Florida and met her. I said, look, we'll go to the drive thru. We'll do a video. So we went to Chick-fil-A and I ordered a spicy chicken sandwich. I said, I want a spicy chicken sandwich, spicier than Kamala Harris after a night with Willie Brown. And the guy at the thing, because they have to read it back, he goes, all right, so that's a spicy chicken sandwich, spicier than Kamala Harris. I almost lost it right there. It was great. It hit like a million views by the morning. It was fun. Then I went down again a few months later. We went to KFC and ordered big, beautiful biscuits, and it was just great.
Have you no empathy, man?
None whatsoever.
I certainly hope there's enough space on the train for me.
Unreal. All right, let's get caught up in the world of news. Yeah. Let's find out what stories we might have missed or we need to readdress. If you were not here from the jump at 6 a.m., time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9:24.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale & Company.
Sponsored by Kitchen Magic, a developing story. First responders on the scene in Philadelphia. More than 20 buildings evacuated on the 500 block of Delancey Street in Philadelphia, evacuated this morning due to what firefighters and first responders are saying. High levels of carbon monoxide, that from the Philadelphia Fire Department. This is in the area of the Society Hill section of Philadelphia. So evacuations continue. The investigation continues. No reports of injuries, thankfully. Let's update you on the story, a disturbing story as to what really happened causing the deaths of legendary actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy. They're believed to have laid dead for up to 2 weeks.
Wow.
Jeez.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
She found partially, and I'm quoting here, mummified. The skin and tissue of their bodies preserved, likely by, according to Santa Fe authorities, cool, dry winter climate.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question. What's the difference between decomposing and mummified?
It's the way that you. What I'm in reading between the lines here is that the way that the body decomposes depends on the factors. Is it dry? Is it cooler? Yes. Santa Fe, I was looking at their forecast yesterday. So overnight, overnight for the past 2 weeks, overnight temperatures in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
Wow, really?
So not hot weather, which might cause a different, so very well preserved because it's very dry, but at night, cold and cool.
Hot and moist, you decompose. Cool and dry, you mummify?
That would be consistent with. Okay. So, we're hearing more with regard to the 911 call. So if you haven't heard, the legendary actor, award-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife of 34 years, who her, you know, classical pianist, Betsy, so they were found with one of their three dogs who died was in a nearby closet. So we're hearing more about this.
Yeah, we have, we played it earlier, but it was like 6:02 we played it, so let's play it now.
Are you with a patient now?
I'm sorry?
Are you with a patient now?
Yeah, I'm over at their property. There's no address here.
Oh, this is
so I can meet down there, the ambulance or the police, whoever, down at the gatehouse. I'll bring them up here.
Okay. How old is the patient?
I have no idea.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine. Is the patient a male or a female?
A female and a male, probably. I don't know, sir. Just send somebody up here real quick.
Okay. Are they awake?
I have no idea.
Are they breathing?
I have no idea. I'm not inside the house. It's closed. It's locked. I can't go in. But I see them. She's laying down on a floor from the window.
Okay. Okay.
You're their other two dogs.
They appear to be completely awake.
On their way?
Do they appear to be awake or alert?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You hear him become frustrated.
Okay. Did you hear them talk or cry?
No.
Okay.
No, dude. They're dead.
Okay. Are they moving at all?
No, dude, they're not moving. Just send somebody out here really quick.
Okay, my units are underway, okay?
Wow.
So this is somebody who worked for them, who, according to the latest reports, a gentleman who worked for Gene Hackman, Mr. and Mrs. Hackman, and so he showed up every few weeks or every couple of weeks. That's why they're presuming the two-week time period. Okay. So he shows up to do routine maintenance, etc., knows something's wrong. There's some contradictory information here because remember we heard the story that maybe there was a door ajar, something of that nature.
Yeah.
He's saying the door is locked. But in this situation, and if you heard the whole thing, I mean, he's emotional. He knows these are individuals who he knows, who he's worked for. He knows something's wrong because you have the two German Shepherds. They're barking. They're alive. But Gene, and they were in different rooms, by the way. So one German Shepherd dead in a closet. The wife is in a bathroom, powder room area. She, and there's a space heater that's tipped over, some pills that are strewn, and then Gene Hackman in another room, and it looks like he could have fallen. Sunglasses look like they, you know, maybe he had sunglasses on, but they fell off of his body. So we just don't know the information. And so there's no indication of a struggle that from authorities. They're awaiting the autopsy results, and that would include things like toxicology, carbon monoxide poisoning, any medications.
So is the report not true that they went in and did whatever type of analysis to determine if there's any deadly gas and remnants of in the property? Is that fake, or is that?
Yeah, because we did report that this morning.
Right. Remember that? Now they've been, if it happened 2 weeks ago, I can't imagine the gas would still be lingering around, would it? I don't know. I'm not.
Well, they would be able to do a toxicology report on a dead body.
Sure.
And figure out if that dead body was poisoned by anything.
Right. But I thought they did some sort of like air quality check to see if there was.
Which would be consistent, because if they did the air, so the officers going in, they knew something was really wrong. They back out because they know this is not, so they don't want to be poisoned by something.
Sure.
But the air certainly may have been clear by, you know, yesterday or day before.
Right.
But what happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So that's why they have to do all the toxicology. So it may or may not. Like, we don't know.
Sean, what are your thoughts on this story?
I don't know, because first we hear that it was carbon monoxide, then it was foul play. I mean, like, both stories can't be true. There were pills around the woman. Like, I don't know. Pills don't sound like carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I'll be honest. I don't even know who Gene Hackman is. So someone's like, Gene Hackman died. I said, who's
Lex
that?
Lex Luthor.
What? No.
I know.
Lex Luthor, Superman.
Yeah. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you weren't in Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Pirates of the Caribbean, or a few other of those movies, Inception. I probably don't know who the actor is.
Really?
I don't watch a lot of movies. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of movies. I mean, I watch a bunch, but like, I just, someone said to me yesterday, Gene Hackman died, and I was like, oh, that's sad. And he's like, do you know who that is? I was like, no. He was like, Hoosiers? I was like, the basketball team?
Kind of, yeah.
You know, I was like, you know, the whole thing, I'm not good with like that. It really isn't. I'm not good with it.
But you think about that crime scene or alleged crime scene with the pills. If there is foul play, somebody could easily, after they, you know, in theory, snuff somebody out, pour a bunch of pills over to make it look like it was self-inflicted.
An OD.
Yeah. So I wouldn't rule anything out at this point. Although it just seems odd that you go 2 weeks and there's a 2 weeks and nobody knew that they were dead. Where's their friends, family, close relatives, loved ones?
Would you notice if one of your neighbors didn't come out for 2 weeks? I wouldn't.
Well, not neighbor wise, but does Hackman have any kids in their 50s or 60s?
Yeah. So he's think about it. He's in his 90s. So his adult kids,
his great,
they're living their own lives.
Dead. Yeah, exactly.
His kids could be dead. Who knows?
They don't live close to each other. No, I mean, they've spoken out about it. It's tragic, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's a really busy time of year. Everybody's doing their own thing. So no, I don't.
I got to ask a really morbid question, but that's what I do.
Yeah, so that's your role.
Yeah, the two dogs that were alive, did they take a chomp out of that?
No.
They're not eating for 2 weeks.
There's no indication of that.
No, whimpering, crying.
They haven't eaten in 2 weeks.
Their masters are laying on the floor dead. Yeah. They're probably distraught.
Yeah, they need to eat.
Yeah.
They need to eat. No.
What is this, a horror movie?
The rumor is that cats would do that.
Of course they would.
Well, because cats are evil. I've told you that.
No, they're not evil. Actually, one of my cats is like half evil, but she's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
When the lights go off, she hisses at the rest of them. It's like,
Go crazy. Do your cats act weird when you start doing Trump randomly in the living room?
No, it's normal for them. They're like, oh, because actually, it's funny. They'll hear him on the TV, and I think they're usually like, oh, what is he doing? Not me. It's actually the president. Cats, they're crazy. They're good. Well, we have one that we took in who's a rescue, and then the other, she had a whole litter, so we kept a couple of them. And, you know, it depends on how she's feeling, if she hates the other two or loves the other two. It's really, it's wild.
I mean,
the cats.
At the end of the day, they're still animals. Dogs and cats are still animals.
Right, but they have access to their doggy door. They're German shepherds.
They're living better than I am.
Look, there are
German shepherds wouldn't do it. German shepherds are very nice.
Yeah, well, no, they would eat the rabbits and the whatever, squirrels or whatever they're going to catch in the yard.
Yeah.
That's what they lived in.
Yeah.
Well, here's my other question.
I'm just asking.
It's a huge property. It's a huge mansion.
How old was Jean's lady? She was, what, 64?
Yeah.
Yeah. So none of her family decided to check in for 2 weeks?
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
You know, it's a valid question.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying I checked up on my parents every single day once I grew up and left the house, but
and
I didn't
look what happened to them.
And yeah, they left and they were like, my son abandoned us. He's on to doing like sports talk for $9 an hour. What a loser. Yeah, but like, I mean, I don't think
I'll
I ever
myself out.
I have a meeting with yourself. Yeah. I dare you. I don't think I ever went 2 weeks without talking to my parents from when I was 22 until they died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems odd.
Yeah,
something doesn't add up here.
All right. Well,
I would ask Pam Bondi to investigate, but she'll uncover nothing anyway.
Well, we know what happened to King Ka in New Jersey, Six Flags. We have the big implosion.
We have the video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. If you want to see
the roller coaster.
The roller coaster of Six Flags being implosion. Oh, wow.
Good.
That's awesome.
Go.
Wait, did Chris Christie get on that? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Chris Christie tried to ride it is what happened.
Now, was that a controlled demolition?
Like Miley Cyrus, he came in like a wrecking ball.
Like a wrecking ball. What was that? Like, was that one of those straight up and drop you straight down rides? I don't like those at all.
Yeah,
amazing. It's like 12 seconds.
Yeah. It straight up and straight down.
Yeah.
Is basically what it did. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, toothpicks. Just.
So they did that this morning?
Just did that.
Yeah.
Yes, just this morning.
That's awesome.
So just within the past less than half an hour.
Goodbye, King. What's it called? King Ka?
King Ka.
Yeah.
At Six Flags. King Great Adventure.
Fastest roller coaster in the world.
Yep.
Ferris, you a roller coaster guy, or are you scared of heights?
No, I see. I never used to be anyway because I used to get motion sickness.
Yeah.
But like, but roller coasters are. I eventually wound up like becoming a fan of. They're fun. They're fun. I'm not the best with heights, but I'm not the worst with heights.
Yeah.
But they're fun. You know.
I'm petrified.
It's a good time.
I can't do the heights, the speed, the twisting, the turning. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. It was supposed to be done at 9, but for whatever reason, they did it earlier than 9.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, unlike Pam Bondi, they were early with their deadline.
Oh, boy. Nick's going all in on Pam Bondi today.
Was there a reason why they imploded it, Dawn?
To make room this was supposedly the fastest, roller coaster.
Yeah.
I probably haven't been to Six Flags since 1996, but I remember like the Scream Machine and all that stuff. Is all that stuff still there? Has anybody been there recently?
No.
I don't know.
I've done Dorney Park.
But in 2026, the park will launch an all-new multi-record-breaking launch coaster that has not yet been named.
Making roller coasters great again.
Making, yes.
Nothing was as great as Action Park. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nothing is as great as Kitchen Magic.
Thank
go to kitchenmagic.com and start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local trusted family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens 45 years. KitchenMagic.com. Thank you, Kitchen Magic, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. If Pam Bondi doesn't come up with some explanations today, I officially appoint Sean Farish as head of the FBI. And with that said, Sean, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, thanks. We'll see you next week, guys. This was fun.
All right, brother. There he is, Sean Farish, with us every Friday for Farish Fridays.
TGIF. Thank God it's Farish.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
Like that?
Yes.
And thank God we need to break.
Yes, we do. I got to go to the bathroom. Stay tuned. Dawn's got her preview of what's coming up. We've got Jimmy Kelly's.
She has a big guest coming up at 10:30. Who is it?
I want to hear this.
Who is it?
This is the attorney representing many of the Epstein victims coming up at 10:30. So getting the take on all of this.
Dawn will actually give you something new, unlike Pam Bondi.
Oh, my God.
As we continue. I keep burying Pam. And we're back after this on a Friday morning. Stay right there.
We got to talk about my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. You know, these models with their sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology, and they have thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles that are available right now across Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey across Piazza's dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles always stands out. Just visit them, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thank you for calling the viewer comment line. Please leave your message after the tone.
Yeah, this is Imus from Imus in the Morning. And this is Rush Limbaugh, both calling from beyond. You know, even from the grave, we can probably do a better job than Joy Reid. Isn't that right there, Mr. Imus? This is just dreadful what MSNBC has done since I left.
Thank you very much,
Jimmy Kelly.
From beyond the grave, we tapped into the grave. I don't know.
The former morning man for WFAN.
And WPHD a long time ago.
Whoa, so wait.
Imus was the morning guy here, yeah, a long time ago. From 2000 to 2004, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I did not know
that. Maybe the late 90s even, I don't know.
The more you listen, the more you know. Yep. All right, let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Hey, honey, let me ask you a personal question. If you worship the duck, why don't you hang out somewhere he could get in?
Nice dice man. Hey, say hello to the wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? You see, the dice man is dyslexic. He gets everything backwards. So he makes it always, like,
it's
if
okay,
I worship...
Ducky.
Okay, because you're sure, because if he offended you, I would gladly clean up this parking lot with his
No,
butt.
I'm fine. Don't
okay,
worry.
Okay.
You here long?
Nah, 3-4 hours. You have a good time at least?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. That's good. Now, what now?
Ben.
Yours or mine?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, final chance this week to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Boat Show. It is coming up on March 14th through the 16th at the Expo Center in Oaks, PA. Top tri-state dealers ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, ski boats, bass boats, PWCs, and more. See phillyboatshow.com for details and tickets. Caller 12. 855-839-1210. You will win the boat show tickets. Now we find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. Kaylin Company.
February 28th, we celebrate the birthdays of Cindy Wilson for the B-52s, who's 68, and Donnie Iris, who's now 82. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Brian Jones from the Stones and Jeff Nichols, the keyboardist from Black Sabbath. We also lost David Byron from Uriah Heep in 85. Sings include Tom Sawyer by Rush in 81, Run Around by Blues Traveler in 95, Harlem Shuffle by the Stones in 86, Photograph by Def Leppard in 83, Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne in 72, and I'll Be There for You by Bon Jovi in 89. Album de Coup Deluxe by Better Than Ezra in 93, War by U2 also, in 83, and Weird Al in 3D in 84, and Welcome to My Nightmare by Alice Cooper in 75. Also in 96, Alanis Morissette won Album of the Year for Jagged Little Pill. In 76, Paul Simon won the same thing. In 67, Pink Floyd signed their first record deal. In 66, the Cavern Club closed, where the Beatles played regularly between 61 and 63. And in 86, Pretty in Pink opened in theaters. But lastly, on this day in 78, the Village
What
People...
What movie was that?
Pretty in Pink.
Okay, thank you.
What else I think I said?
No, I'm just...
Okay. Okay.
For the clue.
Okay. But lastly, on this day in 78, the Village People play their first show. Today in Music History is sponsored by the Philadelphia Flower Show. Experience worlds of possibility from the ground up at the Philadelphia Flower Show Gardens of Tomorrow. March 1st through the 9th at the Philadelphia Convention Center. See imaginative designs, innovative ideas, and endless inspiration. Get your tickets at the to the future today at the phsonline.org. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
All right, there is Phil Omquist.
Nick, now listen.
All right, let's go to our winner. The movie is what, Marilyn in Delaware?
Hello, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Yes. Marilyn, you got the boat show tickets. Congratulations. I'm sure you are pretty in pink.
Nick, now listen.
I'm not hitting on you, Marilyn. I'm just giving a compliment. As we get
flirtatious.
Ready. Yeah, a little bit. Like, hey, look, Marilyn's on the board. So, you know, sometimes we got to put the callers on the board as well. All right, Dawn, what do we got lined up 8 minutes from now?
As I have said, we have a top attorney who for many years has represented victims of Epstein. So she'll be speaking out, talking, giving her reaction to all of this with regard to the alleged or supposed release of all of these files and what it means. So we'll look at that. We have some new details on the Epstein files, that timeline. We may have a news conference or President Trump may be speaking out this morning as, of course, he's preparing to meet with Zelensky and talk peace and the end of the war in Ukraine, precious metals, that contract deal, all of that. So we'll get to it. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll begin with paying tribute, a way that you can pay tribute, but paying tribute to some of our military veterans. So Woo-hoo. We have a lot. There's a lot breaking locally and nationally, clearly. And also J.D. Vance at the prayer breakfast. We'll get into all of it.
Stocker, do we have 60 seconds or so here?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we just got done with Today in Music History. I'm going to give you Yesterday in Doge History. I just saw this from the Doge Twitter feed. Here's your U.S. taxpayer dollar savings. $60 million yesterday was discovered by Doge that was going to Indigenous Peoples and Afro-Colombian Empowerment. $74 million for Inclusive Justice in Colombia. $79 million for Primary Literacy in Kenya, $37 million for female empowerment in Colombia, $8 million to reduce stigma, discrimination, and violence against the LGBTQ plus community in Lesotho. I don't even know where Lesotho is. I didn't know if that's how you say it. I don't even know that Lesotho is actually a country, but they're trying to reduce that type of stigma, as well as for $3.3 million for being a part of the LGBT community in the Caribbean.
So all you have to do is be in that community in the Caribbean and you get money.
That's right.
Cool.
I'm going to relocate. Let's take the show there. All right. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. She will have some great stuff with Epstein at the bottom of the hour. Enjoy your weekend. Follow Phil on Twitter as he defies Al Sharpton. And we will see you Monday morning.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.